The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Well, now, as we've been hearing, the use of digital COVID certificates will continue beyond this Friday in the hospitality sector. But how much of a difference will it make? And how often are hospitality businesses asking for vaccine certificates currently? Our reporter Barry White has been looking into this and he joins me now. Barry, good morning.
Hey, Pat. Good morning.
So what did you do?
Yeah, so firstly, I went around over a dozen businesses in the hospitality sector in Dublin. This included pubs, restaurants and coffee shops. Now, yesterday, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, said Department of Health research showed that a third of people were not being checked for COVID certs at pubs and restaurants. And that's fairly similar to what I found when it came to hospitality businesses in the capital asking for digital COVID certs. So a few pubs did let me in without my COVID cert, while a coffee shop I went to, I was able to just walk straight in, sit down without any checks whatsoever. Now, they did have a QR code on every table that you are meant to scan, but no member of staff checked whether I scanned this or not.
Was that QR code not simply for their menu?
I don't know. I didn't even check.
Because that's what they do. They often put the menu on a QR. So you take out your phone and you photograph that and up pops the menu.
Well, I know when I walked in here, I'm not a coffee drinker, but when I walked in, I seen the QR code. So I assumed that that's what it was for, but nobody asked any questions. So if you're unvaccinated, you certainly could have walked into this coffee shop. So all in all, in Dublin, it was a mixture when it came to checking for the vaccine pass. And look, you've had many people texting into the show over the last week or so saying that there's lots of places not checking. But these people in the city centre told me they think the digital COVID cert should remain.
I think the COVID certs, you should kind of extend it just to make sure everyone coming in is kind of getting their vaccine to try and get the highest percentage we can get for vaccines. But honestly, I just want stuff to start opening back up properly. It's been a long time now, so it's getting a bit annoying.
Have you been out and about much? And are most places asking for the COVID cert?
I would have thought most places are asking for it. The place I work now would ask for it usually. So I would have thought most places are asking for it. I haven't heard of many places not asking for it.
I think it's the right thing to do because we should kind of be coming together to get vaccinated and so we can kind of get out and live our lives normally. So I do think it's important to kind of keep it up and keep asking people, are they vaccinated?
You're vaccinated yourself?
Yeah.
And you don't mind having to show the cert to get into a
pub
or restaurant?
No, and also I'm a student nurse, so I'm quite big on that. The moment, so
have you been out in pubs and restaurants much?
Yeah.
And are most places in Dublin asking for the cert?
Actually, not really. A few places won't, or they'll just kind of look at it, so it kind of depends. But a lot of the places I've been to have, but some aren't.
Yeah, if it means that we get to go back to normal, definitely. I mean, I think the restrictions should end like they're supposed to, but I think the vaccine cert's important just to reiterate to get vaccinated. And I think people need to be rewarded for getting vaccinated and to encourage people to get vaccinated by almost penalising them for not getting vaccinated, by not being able to go into clubs and stuff.
Are most pubs and restaurants, have you found, are they asking for the COVID certs here in Dublin, or are some places a bit loose?
I believe so. Most places, if you're indoor dining, they will ask when you come in to check the cert. And so most places I've been to have checked them.
Now, it's interesting, Barry, one of the anomalies in the whole system is at the time when they were introducing indoor dining for hotels, if you were staying in the hotel, you didn't have to have a COVID cert. Could that still be the case, I wonder? You know, that you can walk into a hotel and check in without being checked for a COVID cert, stay there, eat with everybody, and so on and so forth. Because I think they've let that slip through.
They definitely don't check in hotels because, well, look, for this job, I'd be travelling around the country and maybe once or twice a week I'd stay in hotels.
And they don't ask you whether you're vaccinated?
They don't ask, no.
That's crazy, crazy,
definitely
crazy.
Not, no.
As I said, I think it's something that slipped through the hoops. Anyway, Dublin is one thing. You went to a few more rural areas outside Dublin to see if they were strict or otherwise when it came to checking for the digital cert. What did you find?
Yeah, so over the last week I've been to counties Donegal, Leitrim and Longford. And yeah, as I've found, and a lot of the more rural areas I've been to recently, there were certainly more lackadaisical when it came to asking for the digital COVID cert. And I was speaking to a friend who spent a few days in County Kerry recently, and they told me that none of the pubs or restaurants in the part of rural Kerry they were in, none of them were asking for the COVID cert. However, I did find in the larger towns and rural areas, the likes of Longford, Carrick and Shannon, or Mullingar, where I was yesterday, the majority of pubs and restaurants there were checking for the vaccine pass. I would say, again, maybe about a third were not asking, but most places were. However, these people I spoke to in Longford Town yesterday, different opinion to the people we heard from in Dublin when it comes to asking for the COVID cert. They told me that they no longer think there's a need for the digital COVID cert to get into pubs and restaurants.
I think people are sick of it now at this stage, and like I'm a college student here in Temple Michael doing beauty therapy, and we have to wear masks and everything, and it's not the same. You can't get to know people properly, and even if you're going on a night out or something in town, like everyone has to show their, you know, their vaccine certs and all.
Are pubs and restaurants here in town pretty strict?
Yeah,
with that?
Now there might be one or two that will just let you in, whatever, but for the most part they're mainly very strict on it. But yeah, I think it's just time to let loose now, you know, get back to normal. People are sick of it, you know, so
I think it should definitely go back to normal. Yeah, definitely. Sure, it's ridiculous everything that's going on. Like, we should be able to go back into restaurants and pubs and stuff without needing, so some people don't want to get the needle, like, and that's it. Like,
are most places around here looking for COVID certs? I'm around a few pubs and restaurants and they seem to be pretty relaxed when it comes to showing your digital COVID cert. Have you found that yourself?
Every place around here, yeah, is looking for it. When you walk into any restaurant or pub, they're asking if you have the COVID cert.
They don't think about people that have it, they can't get the vaccine. Like if they have like an illness that prevents it, like they can't take it. So then they have to sit outside in the cold.
So you disagree with COVID certs to get into places?
Yeah.
And what have you found around here? Do people generally be, or do bar owners, restaurant owners generally be asking for it?
Yeah, you're getting asked before you walk in the door. Like, we went out there on Saturday or Friday and like, I'm vaccinated, but you're, if you get COVID, you're still
and you can imagine what she said. Anyway, Barry, you mentioned that the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, said yesterday a third of people going into pubs and restaurants were not being checked for COVID certs, and you have updated figures from the HSE.
Yeah, so when the Health Minister said this yesterday, I got on to the Department of Health to see if they had figures to back this up. So as of Friday the 15th of October, the HSE and the Health and Safety Authority carried out over 5,600 checks to see if pubs and restaurants were compliant when it came to checking for the digital COVID cert. Now, of these 5,621 checks, it was found that 69% or 3,864 businesses were compliant. The other 31% were not compliant or required additional compliance measures, according to the HSE.
Okay, and any news about the punishments meted out to either the patrons or the establishments?
No fines,
so
as
they just
far
found stats.
As I'm aware, but they say that anybody who was not compliant will be checked again, and if they continue to not be compliant, then that's when the fines and the punishments will be handed out then. But I put this to the CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, Adrian Cummins. Now, he says his members have no problem checking COVID certificates, and he says they've no problem now if they have to carry out more thorough checks.
We've always said that we would protect the public health and take the public health advice all the way through the pandemic. And if it is that we must maintain the COVID certs in place, we will do that.
Look, I've been around dozens of pubs, restaurants, coffee shops in Dublin and in a rural area. To me, from what I've seen, rural areas are a lot more lax when it comes to asking for the COVID cert.
Well, I think the difference between the rural areas and the urban areas, and I think this is down to common sense. So this is a self-policing initiative by the government, and that has always been their narrative around it with the industry bodies when we devised the implementation of the COVID cert. So in rural areas, nearly everybody knows their local customer coming in. So if they check them once already to see they're vaccinated, they're probably not going to check them every single day throughout the pandemic, because if you're vaccinated once, that's it. Or if you're fully vaccinated, I should say. In saying that, if we have to dial back up and start to inspect every time, we will do so. But the government needs to work with us to tell us exactly what we must do and what's allowed and acceptable, because it was always the narrative that once we knew our customers and we knew that we're vaccinated, that we're safe indoors.
Should it just be hospitality businesses that are asking for a COVID cert? Because, for example, I could go into the gym in the morning, no cert is asked for, but then if I was to go into a restaurant for lunch, I'm going to be asked for a cert. And that gym in the morning can be packed.
Yeah, I see the point around where we in hospitality seems to be the singled out for this. In other European countries, it's across indoor environments. For example, museums, retail, gyms, leisure, places that have indoor people that are moving indoors, and it has been checked in all areas of that. That's a matter for public health.
Yeah, and maybe we're moving in that direction because, you know, Minister's talking about if you're going to be in a crowded setting, wouldn't call a museum necessarily crowded, but there are settings where it may be appropriate to ask for a vaccine cert. Let's see what those sectoral discussions throw up for us later today. Anyway, we know that the digital COVID certificates will continue, and NPHET has said there has to be strict enforcement of these vaccine passes. And you've been speaking to some Irish people who are living abroad where vaccine passes are enforced. They found Ireland pretty relaxed about the whole thing.
Yeah, Pat, I think all in all, we are very relaxed here when it comes to enforcing the digital COVID cert, and whether that be urban or rural areas, that's really what I found. For a start, you only have to show your vaccine pass to get into pubs, restaurants, coffee shops, etc. here. Whereas in other countries where this has been done, you have to show your COVID pass to get into almost all indoor settings. I was speaking to an American woman who lives in Dublin who is currently on holiday in New York, and she said it's like chalk and cheese when you compare how thorough they are at checking the passes in New York when compared to Dublin. And maybe some of our listeners have been abroad recently. How would they compare Ireland to other countries when it comes to inspecting vaccine passes? They can text us on 53106. In fact, anyone who has travelled abroad recently, was your COVID cert checked at the airport? Mine certainly wasn't when I flew to London recently. And I've been speaking to Mark McBenaman. He's originally from County Donegal, but he had lived in Dublin for years. He's now living in Toronto. He has been telling me how the vaccine pass system works in Canada, and he believes Ireland should take a similar approach.
So in Toronto, you have to use proof of vaccination to access pretty much all services and recreation and amenities. The only things that it doesn't apply to are, for example, grocery shopping for essentials and using public transport. You know, so for example, I was at the cinema last night. You have to produce your vaccination cert to get into the cinema. The same if you want to eat in restaurants. For any of the indoor sporting events, any of the outdoor sporting events, it's all proof of vaccination. And I think it's kind of been paying dividends here because the COVID rate is quite low. I mean, just yesterday, I think there was 442 cases in the state of Ontario, which is a population of about 14.5 million.
And the Canadian government, they actually want to use digital COVID certificates more widely in Canada, don't they?
I mentioned just that it's, you know, it doesn't apply to public transport, but even there's an appetite here, certainly within the government. I think Prime Minister Trudeau wants to extend that to public transport as well, so to trains and all that. It's probably a really a beneficial health measure. There seems to be no problem. People don't seem to mind it here. In general, Canadians are very compliant with all the COVID measures, you know, mask wearing, quite high vaccination uptake, and use of the COVID certificates. And you can probably see then, you know, the difference when you compare that to parts of the United States, for example, where the COVID rates are very high, where there's none of those measures in place. And even in the Canadian province of Alberta, which would be quite conservative, they have huge problems with COVID there because they're not doing any of the things that I just mentioned.
How would you compare Ireland's and Canada when it comes to businesses asking people to show their COVID cert?
It's a lot looser at home than it is here. You're kind of able to do most things without producing the vaccine certificate, and you know, it's not as strictly enforced as it is here. You can't get into a building here to do something without it, you know. And there's vaccine mandates as well here for public sector workers, you know, that all public sector workers have to have it. So it's quite different to home. I think personally, if there was a probably somewhat of a stricter regime at home, it might help with the way things are. I certainly do not feel like my rights or anything have been impinged on in any way. I don't feel it. Life feels pretty much as normal here, and I have absolutely no problem with showing my vaccine certificate.
So that's how they do it in Toronto. That's Mark McMenamin talking to our reporter, Barry White. Barry, thank you for that. So what is your attitude to our attitude to the passes? If you've got experience overseas as well, please pass it on to us by texting 53106. Some of the comments coming in. I live in County Dublin. Of the pubs and restaurants that I've visited, none have properly checked my COVID cert. What do the Gardaí actually do as they're turning a blind eye to this? That's from Barry in Dublin. Don't forget, it's the HSA, the Environmental Health Inspectors, whose job it is to do this kind of inspection. Went to the barber yesterday. As I sat on the chair, the unmasked barber ranted about the COVID myth. I asked, were they vaccinated? I was lectured once again on the COVID myth. I said, I have an underlying immune deficiency. I cannot remain in the chair. So the manager cut my hair. But how can such situations be policed?